WTAW News Time at 6:05. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. The Bryan City Council has joined the Brazos County Commission in supporting changes in the makeup of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency. Mayor Jason Bielski, who represents Bryan on the General Board, made the motion that passed on a 4-2 vote.
It may be a symbolic vote of support for A&M, but I don't want to go on record that I don't support the Department of Engineering or the Department of AgriLife Sciences and the third at-large spot in serving on the RVP board, because I think they bring a lot to our community and to the city of Bryan.
Al Sines was one of the two who wanted to delay action, repeating an argument made last week in College Station about diluting the influence of funding partners.
When it originally was created, I think it was 9 board members, and now it's doubled that. And our influence on that board has been reduced by more than half.
The College Station City Council voted against adding 3 board members, one of the RVP's own choosing, until city representatives joined the agency's executive board. In its second year of operation, the owners of the North Point Crossing development at University in Texas asked College Station officials to let them turn half of the vacant retail space into more student apartments. After the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended to deny the request, North Point withdrew the proposal before Monday's City Council meeting. During last week's P&Z meeting, Chairwoman Jane Key responded to North Point's observation that approval was given earlier this summer to a similar request for the owners of the lofts at Wolfpin Creek at Dartmouth and Holloman.
Even at Wolfpin, we waited,
9 years.
7 years, 9 years before we gave up. And I think we've got a lot more potential here for having some additional retail space that would be successful.
P&Z turned down a request from North Point representatives for a third hearing to allow owners from California to speak. They were also told retail prospects would benefit from the increasing number of hotels within walking distance. Two groups of people have been arrested by Bryan police. Officer Kelly McKeithen says thanks to a witness report yesterday at 2:30 in the morning, 3 men were caught with property stolen from 4 Chevy 2-ton pickups.
They called in some suspicious activity at Z Islander. They saw someone getting into a toolbox on the back, in the back of a truck, and then they got into a vehicle. Well, we got a good enough description of that vehicle that when officers located it in around that complex, they were able to stop it.
On Monday, McKeithen says 6 people were arrested as part of a 2-year investigation.
They were all charged with organized criminal activity involving narcotics trafficking and criminal prison and street gangs.
McKeithen says assistance in making the arrest came from College Station Police, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and an FBI task force. The local Better Business Bureau has announced its Torch Awards for Marketplace Ethics.
These are all businesses that care about their customers and exhibit integrity in their business transactions. That exemplifies winning the awards.
BBB Board Chairman Tim Prater said there were a record 90 nominations, which were narrowed to 21 finalists. The anonymous panel of judges selected Citibank Mortgage among small businesses, Schulte Roofing for medium businesses, and the Bank and Trust among large businesses. The list of all the finalists and photos of the winners are on our website at WTAW.com. News time is 6:09. It's 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news coming up at 6:30. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's a great time for sizzling hot deals at Norman G. Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Norman G. Tractor. At Norman G. Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Priced with an incredible $800 finance rebate, $700 to implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price only $18,395 or $241 per month. Norman G. asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Norman G. Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Norman G. Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials too at normangtractor.com. Norman G. Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. Two-way radios and paging systems. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure, it's definitely controlling our weather once again today. Another warm day around the region.
Lots of sunshine. We should get to about 90 to 95 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, 65 to 70. More sun in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs will be 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low close to 70 degrees. Partial sun, the risk of a thunderstorm Friday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We're going to check your sports here in just a bit. And if you'll harken back to when you were a kid and played the telephone game, we have got the response of Coach Sumlin from Coach Cliff Kingsbury from Brett Bielema and what they're going to do against Arkansas. We'll have a whole lot more coming up on that here in just a minute. NCAA has granted A&M women's basketball an extra player, as it were. She gets to play ahead of what we thought originally was going to happen. There may be another backup for Tony Romo in the works and more coming up in sports about 6:50.
And today is, once again, Celebrate Air Conditioning Day. We do that quite a bit this time of year.
Yeah, we're Texans.
Yeah.
It was muggy yesterday.
Well, and if people happen to be out and about on Saturday, if they happen to go to a large sporting event or actually just were out any place in the sun, that's why it's interesting that the discussion about North Point and how with new hotels coming in, people might go to businesses if they were there. Because, I mean, I want you to think about that about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Want to be in your even short-sleeve shirt and blue jeans and walking about 4 blocks in that. Yeah, good idea.
I know people who won't walk from one end of Northgate to the other.
Sure.
No. But it's all the way over there.
I understand. If we can start putting tramettes, you know, that run on the sidewalks or something like that.
Ooh, a little bitty monorail.
We need a tramlet.
We do. In India, it was kind of uncomfortable yesterday. And for, you know, us being pretty close to October, we're tired of this foolishness.
Yes.
Plus, I got to keep running the sprinklers.
Yes.
I know. In India, a wealthy bachelor had a feeling that something in his home was not right. For almost a year, food was mysteriously disappearing. Doors were left open or closed, and small pieces of furniture or window curtains were just a little bit out of place. Now, none of these things spooked him. Then a friend in law enforcement encouraged him to install a video surveillance system. Man did. And within days, he found the reason that food was missing and doors were left open. There was a homeless woman who wasn't. She was living in his house.
While he wasn't there?
Undetected for 11 months.
Oh.
She'd come out of the closet when he was away and tuck herself back in before he got home. So really, technically, we couldn't call her homeless, could we? I mean,
No. She had one.
Yeah.
Very, very much homeful.
Yeah, wasn't getting mail.
That you know of.
Well, I guess not. Yeah, true.
We got a lot of information.
I'm trying to figure out why the furniture had been moved. Well, you just can't leave it alone? Is that it? You want to move this? Oh, maybe it's feng shui.
Yeah, the feng shui was off.
Yeah. Well, it's in India. I don't know. I guess that's your way of making it your own place, right? You move the table over an inch.
It's all yours.
It's all yours.
Attention parents with special needs children. Power Sports is now offering a special needs competitive cheerleading team, and it's completely free. Power Sports' new special needs program is a great way to get your child involved in activities which will help them improve on motor skills, communication, team building exercises, and more. For more information on the Power Sports special needs program, call Power Sports at 979-776-0018 or check them out on the web at powersportskids.com.
It's Wednesday, September the 23rd. It's 2:66. We only got 99 days to go. 99 days to go. Here's the reason I'm so perturbed with the warm weather. Fall officially arrived this morning. It got here at 3:21 our time. That's the reason. The autumnal equinox, when the sun enters the sign of Libra and fall begins. Oh. Day and night are equally long today. At the equinox, if you ever wanted to know exactly where east is and exactly where west is, this is one of the 2 days of the year when you can see exactly where that
is. So go stare at the sun.
Something like that. Well, no, or just when it sets or rises. You can still do that. Yom Kippur? Well, yes.
I said, I know. I was just being silly. Yeah.
It's a Jewish Day of Atonement. This is a day of fasting and repentance and seeking forgiveness. It's Dogs in Politics Day or Checkers Day. Richard Nixon made a speech like a long time ago.
The Checkers speech.
Yeah. It's National Rehabilitate Day. I don't know what that means, but if you need to do it, go ahead. All right, 6:16, and here are the birthdays.
Skylar Astin from the Pitch Perfect movies is 28. Alyssa Sutherland is 33. She's in the new show Vikings. Anthony Mackie, 37 years old, in Captain America, Ant-Man, Age of Ultron, and Papa Doc from 8 Mile. Mm-hmm. You've seen none of those, have you?
No, I
haven't. Jermaine Dupri, who is a... rat mogul, 43 years old.
A rat mogul? Does he have a rat? Does he give pizza to his rats?
No, that's with a P.
Oh, rap mogul.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I got it. Okay.
Andy DeFranco is 45. Lisa Ray is 49 years old. And All of Us. I'm not even familiar with that one. Mm-hmm. Chai McBride is 54 from SWAT and Hawaii 5-0. Jason Alexander.
Oh.
George Costanza.
Yeah.
56 years old today. The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, 66.
Mine. Just real quick, how many acts do you know of his caliber with a band that he's got that takes requests?
Yeah.
You know, they do that. That's pretty amazing. I mean, how many songs has he got in his head?
No. Okay. A lot.
All right, go ahead.
That's okay. All right. And the last one is Julio Iglesias.
Oh, how wonderful.
He is 72 years old today.
John Harbaugh, the other brother, is 53 today.
The less crazy.
Something. And Paul Peterson, who played Donna Reed's son way back in the day, and actually is an actor turned child advocate so that kids would actually have lives after being actors. He's been doing that for a long time.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's 70 years old today. So in England, a man from Lincolnshire, they have such great names.
Lincolnshire.
Yeah. Is in jail after leading officers on a 100-mile-per-hour chase. After his arrest, the 24-year-old revealed that he's never taken a driver's test, and he learned to drive on PlayStation.
Yeah!
Whoa!
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the Washington Free Beacon reported earlier this month that according to a government report, Iran has been spending billions and billions of dollars to fund the salaries of terrorist fighters all across the Middle East, including in Yemen, Syria, Lebanon, and the Gaza Strip. Now, the Congressional Research Service report conducted for Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois concludes that Iran's defense budget ranges from $14 to $30 billion a year, with much of that money going to fund terrorist proxy groups and rebel fighters in a number of countries. Now, the government report also notes that Iran helped establish many of the militias that fought the U.S. in Iraq from 2003 to 2011. Our own National Intelligence Director, James Clapper, once called Iran the foremost state sponsor of terrorism. Hey, Congress, now will you stop the Iranian deal?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So are you at risk of identity theft? Yes, a new identity theft happens every 2 seconds. So does giving out your Social Security number increase the risk? Yes, putting personal information out there increases your risk. And unfortunately, so do things like shopping and data breaches. Now, that's why I trust LifeLock. Now, LifeLock goes beyond free services that simply monitor credit, from detecting threats to helping resolve issues if, in fact, your identity is ever compromised. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock has proprietary technology to detect threats and a dedicated resolution staff to help restore your good name. You only have one identity. Protect it with the best. LifeLock protection starts at $9.99 a month. Now, call or visit LifeLock.com right now. Use the promo code Hannity. That's Hannity, H-A-N-N-I-T-Y, for a special 10% discount. You can also call and mention my name, 800-440-4836, 800-440-4836, 800-440-4836, for LifeLock.com.
Win a new car or a scholarship.
Sign up at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com.
The Villa Bed and Breakfast at Messina Hof Winery is named Best Romantic Getaway in Texas and the only four-diamond resort in the Brazos Valley, providing romance, privacy, and world-class elegance. What are you waiting for? Log on to MessinaHof.com for further details.
I'm Jennifer Koshinka with Your Money Now. Volkswagen is facing multiple investigations, including a criminal probe from the Justice Department. They follow an admission by the world's biggest car maker that it deceived regulators and exhaust emissions tests. Late yesterday, New York State's top lawyer also announced an investigation. Volkswagen says 11 million vehicles worldwide were involved, and it was setting aside $6.5 billion to cover costs of the scandal. An advisor to the European Union's top court says a deal facilitating the transfer of data between the U.S. and the EU is invalid. And individual data protection authorities can suspend data transfers to third countries. An Austrian law student had challenged it after revelations of mass U.S. surveillance programs. Wyoming is moving forward with sweeping new rules to double the money oil and gas companies must put aside before drilling new wells, a measure prompted by the large number of abandoned wells that litter the state. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials dropped 179. That's your money now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggie Lane Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggie Lane Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. As last night was the premiere of the brand new Muppets show, I've got some Muppet facts for you.
It's the Muppet Show with our special guest star, Miss Ruth Buzzy.
The old guys on the original Muppet Show, know their name? I didn't need it till I read this. It's Statler and Waldorf.
What was that? It's called the Medium Sketch.
The Medium Sketch?
Yeah, it wasn't rare, and it certainly wasn't well done.
Did you know that Miss Piggy actually had a New York Times bestseller back in 1981?
Oh, thank you so much, thank you.
It was called Miss Piggy's Guide to Life, and it was on the bestseller list for 29 weeks. Other accolades? Well, Rainbow Connection from the Muppet movie was actually nominated for an Oscar. They lost to a Sally Fields movie. If you'll remember Norma Rae, the song in that movie was It Goes Like It Goes. Every episode of the original Muppet Show had a celebrity guest, and there was never a repeat. None of them appeared twice. There were 122 episodes in all, and all of them had a different celebrity. And finally, one that I bet you didn't know, all the Muppets, or at least most of them, are left-handed. And that's only because the puppeteers are right-handed, and their right hand controls the head, so their left hand holds the stick that attaches to one of the Muppets' arms. Usually the left arm, because it's closer.
Statler?
What?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.
And that's my commentary, brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I was in there just the other day as a woman was picking up a brand new piece that she actually had made to celebrate her time at Texas A&M. Beautifully crafted and a custom piece that will be handed down in her family for years. You can get custom jewelry or costume jewelry and everything in between at David's Jewelry and Coin. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com or you can find them on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 625. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Going to be warm today. I don't know. Rob says it's going to be really, really warm. I like this one better because it says it's only going to be 94. Then like 96 or so. We'll see. Winds are going to come out of the northeast this morning, which is kind of nice and makes it rather pleasant. And also out of the northeast or north Thursday and Friday as well. So maybe that will make it at least feel a little more comfortable. Low temperatures, okay, 68 or so tonight. And then around 70 or so as we finish out the week. And by the time we get to Saturday and Sunday, our highs are only supposed to be about 90 degrees. So we'll see. Right now, the winds are calm, 87% relative humidity. Nice out there, fair skies and 69.
At the Bank and Trust, we understand what local banking means and how important it is to the vitality of the community. That's why at the Bank and Trust, you'll find community banking at its best. Sure, we offer products you've come to expect like free checking, free small business checking, mobile deposit, and much more. We also know that banking is more than checking accounts and loans. It's about people and integrity. We're the same people you've trusted in the past, and it's our promise we will continue to earn your trust in the future. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Have you ever had a can't not do moment? It's when someone needs your help and you just can't turn away. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Tonight on NBC, it's the two-hour SVU premiere America will be talking about.
Gung, gung. In classic SVU style, it's ripped from the headlines.
Exactly. A wealthy New Yorker that everyone suspects is a serial killer, but can they prove it?
I bet they can. Gung, gung.
But first, it's the season premiere of The Mysteries of Laura with Deborah Messing.
Gung, gung. Sorry, wrong show.
You're out of control. The premiere of The Mysteries of Laura followed by the two-hour premiere of SVU tonight on NBC.
Oh, there's one more thing.
What?
Gung, gung.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Sure can. Right now, they're two for $4, but could you say that word again?
Croissant sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich.
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
I bet you've had a can't-not-do moment. It's when you see someone or some animal or some group in need of your help, and you simply can't not do it.
There are absolutely moments in each of our lives where we hit that moment that something really affects us, makes us look at something with our heart and our head.
Paul Shoemaker, author of the book Can't Not Do, says giving back to the world, helping a cause, doing something to make the world a better place is more than just the right thing to do.
If someone does that and they pursue that, that's actually the best way to make yourself feel better. The best way to do more for yourself is to do more for the world. And the best way to help yourself live a better life is to help create a better world.
If you are going to help change the world, it's important to pick your cause carefully by asking yourself,
who you are, what were your life experiences, what do you care the most about, what is it that sort of, you know, sends that tingle up your spine, and that grows out of who you are at your core. And I think that will not only feel better to you, I think it will also help you be more effective and more directed and more focused in that community work.
Paul sees it time and time again that when you help others, it does come back to you.
When you give something away, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next week, maybe 6 years from now when you don't even know, and then eventually they come back to you, and it may well happen in the most unexpected, unintended time in your life.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Tickets are now
available. WTAW News Time is 6:29. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. For the second time this summer, the College Station City Council was scheduled to consider allowing the owner of a student apartment and retail development to convert empty business space into more residential units. But the operators of North Point Crossing at Texas and University withdrew their request after the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended denial. Commissioner Jody Warner compared the retail spaces offered by North Point to what is available inside airport terminals.
And if you look at the number of hotels that face that Texas Avenue side, I think that's very walkable for at least four small hotels, that if you had something that was better than the Continental Breakfast that's in the hotel, or you had something that was a draw there, it's going to create that symbiotic relationship.
Commissioner Barry Moore wanted to give more time to develop retail, considering North Point is in its second year of operation.
I probably would support something if they came back with a different, you know, more specific, this is what we want to give up.
Right.
I can't support giving up 50%.
In July, P&Z and the City Council approved a request from the owners of the lofts at Wolfpen Creek at Holloman and Dartmouth, which has been open for more than 7 years. Changes to the governing board of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency have the support of two of the three major funding partners. The Bryan City Council voted 4-2 to expand the overall board from 18 to 21. Al Sines was one of two who wanted to delay action to add people from Texas A&M and a third of the RVP's choosing.
The other boards and commissions aren't asking us for more than $350,000 a year for funding to dilute our influence on this board by however amount is not a good thing.
Mayor Jason Byinski voted for expanding the RVP board.
If there's another 10 people, council member, that we could add to that committee that bring importance and good opportunities for the city of Bryan and College Station and Brazos County, I would definitely be open into looking at who those would be, because again, in the end, they're looking after our interest in trying to make our communities better, and by keeping these major stakeholders away from the board, I think takes away from the cities of Bryan and College Station.
The Brazos County Commission previously approved the RVP request, while the College Station City Council voted against the request last week in order to get a voting member on the agency's executive board. A 2-year investigation by Bryan Police involving organized criminal activity resulted in 6 arrests. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the group is accused of narcotics trafficking and criminal activity involving prison inmates and street gangs.
Last Thursday, the district attorney's office did several direct indictments, and we gathered a group of people. It included our intelligence unit, drug enforcement team, direct deployment team, as well as College Station PD and DPS and FBI Safe Streets Task Force. And they all collaborated together, and we went out and served a lot of those direct indictments.
And yesterday at 2:30 in the morning, McKeithen says a witness report led officers to the Z Islander apartment complex on Welburn, where 3 men were caught with items stolen from 4 Chevy 2-ton trucks.
Inside their vehicle was a plethora of property, ranging from TVs to PlayStations to even a shotgun. So we were able to locate several owners. Some of them were in that complex.
McKeithen says most of the property was returned because they had serial numbers or could point out where they marked their items. The family of Sandra Bland was not in attendance as the state Senate held an open hearing to discuss ways to curb the number of suicides in county jails. But the families of other inmates who took their lives participated, report some of the other families were there.
On 9/2/2014, my daughter died by suicide in Brazoria County Jail.
That's John Gray. He told state lawmakers his daughter Victoria's intake form even showed she had been identified as suicidal.
She was placed in solitary confinement due to the fact that she was annoying people. If you're a person that has both bipolar and schizophrenic, the chances of you making it out of that solitary confinement are very slim.
On the fourth day, she was found hanged. State Senator John Whitmire's committee is trying to identify best practices in county jails to cut that number of suicides.
We need to look at intake. We need to look at screening. But we need to look at the care and safety of the confinees.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Local businesses that care about their customers and exhibit integrity in their business transactions were recognized at the annual Better Business Bureau's Torch Awards for Marketplace Ethics.
This year we've had 90 nominations, which is a record, which is huge. And out of those 90 nominations, it is narrowed down to 21 finalists. Out of those 21 finalists, a group of anonymous judges who donate their time decided who the winner is.
BBB Board Chairman Tim Prater says this year's winners joined 40 businesses who have been honored since 1997. The winner among large businesses was the Bank and Trust. Representing medium businesses was Schulte Roofing. And for small businesses was City Bank Mortgage. Photos of the winners and a list of all the finalists are on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is approaching 6:35 at 67 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Tickets are now available for this year's Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo. Head out to the Brazos County Expo October 16th, 17th, and 18th. There's fun for all with the carnival, rodeo, awesome concerts, shopping, high-flying canines, livestock shows, a tailgate area, and more. discounted tickets, and unlimited ride wristbands available until October 11th at Producers Co-op, Cavenders, and online at BrazosValleyFair.com or call 979-821-1450.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Good morning at 6:36, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East or click on actionsportstx.com.
Sunshine and warm across the region for today. High temperatures will be 90 to 95 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be 65 to 70. More sun in the forecast for Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon are going to be about 90 to 95. Partly cloudy weather tomorrow night, lows near 70. And during the day on Friday, we're partly sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, my opinion doesn't matter. What's going on between those two guys is going on between those two guys.
That's Coach Sumlin, and he actually offered to referee. We'll get more on that coming up a little bit with sports. Also, we've got Major League Baseball as the pennant race is heating up yet again between the Astros and the Rangers. And Tony Romo's out for at least 7 weeks, so they're looking for a replacement and just picked one up from Buffalo. And an update on that John Jay High School where the two athletes plowed into the official. We'll have an update on that story as well.
Oh, boy. Up. Oh, boy. Yeah. The best of high school athletes.
Oh, my God. Well, and as it turns out, they were, we'll say, guided to that decision.
Yeah. Okay. So the Pope's here. I don't know if you heard about that or not. I
think it's yeah.
It's in all the news channels and stuff. Officially welcomed yesterday morning with a papal parade. Did they have, like, giant balloons and stuff like Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade?
No, but they had a Fiat.
Did they?
That's what he wrote in.
Cool. Did it have like a Pope bubble on it
or
anything? Really?
Just your stock and standard Fiat L.
Okay. Well, they had the papal parade along the ellipse and the National Mall, and they stopped at St. Matthew's Cathedral for a midday prayer with U.S. bishops before winding up at the White House for a meeting with the Prez. Then he is scheduled today to do some basilica. He'll be doing something at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. Time magazine reports the Pope is pushing back on the notion that he's liberal and out of touch with many Catholics. On board his flight to D.C., he told reporters some people might say some things sounded slightly left-ish. The Pope is saying left-ish? But that would be a mistake of interpretation. It is I who follow the church. My doctrine on all this, on economic imperialism, is that of a social doctrine of the church. Okay. Oh, I'm not going to get into that. That's, you know, there any number of Catholics have to struggle with when their holy leaders start saying things that they politically don't agree with. I'm sure that's... I'm guessing Marco Rubio probably has been asked a time or two about that, and I guess John Kasich is a Catholic also.
Well, I was chatting with a Catholic last night, and I told him flat out, on a personal level, I'm a bleeding heart liberal.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want my government to act that way because it's my decision.
Sure. Give me an opportunity to be helpful in the way that I want to be and act the way that I want socially. So socially respectful. I mean,
it was funny. We also discussed how liberals are actually not that far from Christians or Catholics anyway. Christianity, we sometimes talk about a la carte Christians. I like this part, but not
sure,
that
sure.
part.
Oh, sure.
And liberals are having to do the same thing. Oh, great. Global warming. Pope's all for it. Yeah. Oh, human rights. Wait, abortion. Let's not talk about that one.
All right. Well, let me give you a book. Purpose Driven Life. I mean, if you've read that book, and I have, I mean, you go, oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
No.
And that's the reason that it works so well. I mean, people went in there and they would do an a la carte thing on that. So it made Rick Warren a lot of money and all that stuff. And it was read by tons of people, but that'd be the truth. Let's see what else. Oh, so it was, I guess it was Colbert's time to have Trump on yesterday or last night. And Trump was Trump.
Dear Ernie, better luck next time.
I was just going to say the same thing. I was going to say better luck next time, but I don't want to be a wise guy. So I'll just say to Ernie.
You don't want to be a wise guy?
I want to be a nice
person. Just comes natural,
eh? I want to be a nice person.
Yeah, yeah, he does. Yeah.
Would that be a step down for you?
If he became president.
You know what the pay is like, right?
Yeah, I do.
And having to ride on Air Force One, can you imagine?
I know.
The smell of all those reporters who've been on there. You'd have to have it fumigated.
That is true.
About a wall.
They love the wall. People love the wall.
We have to have a wall. We have to have a border. And in that wall, we're going to have a beautiful, big, fat door where people can they come into the country and they come in. Now listen
door.
To this.
Okay.
A beautiful door where people can come into the country, but they have to come in legally.
Yeah. They cut it before you got the applause line because that was an applause line. And basically, Trump put on his businessman hat and responded the way that a businessman would because there were attack ads that had been dropped on him by, I think, the Club for Growth, accusing them of airing advertisements that are filled with outright lies. He sent them a cease and desist letter.
Mm-hmm.
So he's taking, like, legal steps to stop this rather than fighting back those again.
There's part of me that just absolutely adores this man.
Oh, sure.
I mean...
Absolutely. You're exactly right.
I think he's crazy as a loon. I don't know that he's the right one for the country, but I just like the idea that he's going, I don't care!
Yep. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Well, and the thing is,
And Nero fiddled.
And he talked about it. He said, you know, these are problems that have been around for a while. It's not just the last 6 years. It has not been good the last 6 years, he said, but... you know, by the same token, there's just there's a lot of things that have gone on that aren't right in Washington. He wants to fix them. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Now Fox News is reporting federal investigators reportedly have recovered those work-related and personal emails from Hillary's time as Secretary of State. Yeah, that's not good. Recovery of the emails first reported by Bloomberg late yesterday. The initial report, which cited a source familiar with the FBI investigation in Clinton's private email server, was corroborated then by the New York Times, who cited two government officials. So, not immediately clear whether all 30,000 of the messages that Ms. Clinton said she had deleted from the server had been recovered, but one official told the Times that it had not been difficult to recover the emails that they had found so far.
And overheard at the Clinton camp? Crap!
Well, again, if you're going to... I think they have enough money. I know she wants to say that they were penniless and all that, but I think they've got enough money to go hire the best, right? Don't you go hire the best person to do this? And they obviously didn't.
You know what? She may not have thought they would have dug this deep.
Well, yeah, because
or this
she's
long
Hillary.
Or this hard.
Because she's Hillary. Right, that's true. They may have thought they won't pick on me because I'm Hillary. Speaking of Hillary, she says that Donald Trump is appealing to paranoia and prejudice.
No,
Kevin.
It's anger.
Many Americans are frustrated by stagnant wage growth. Kevin, that's what it is. It has nothing to do with the government.
How do you know Kevin's wages are
stagnant?
Well,
Kevin was the one who was mentioned just a minute ago so that he likes Trump, and Trump talks about how, you know, things are bad, and so...
I like him because the media doesn't know what to do with him.
I know, they don't. They really don't, yeah. And they don't like that.
No.
I know they don't. Well, and that's the thing that you do is just don't pay attention to him. I mean, last week he was in New Hampshire and he said, those are live TV cameras over there. You know why? They're there because I'm here.
Well, he wouldn't give media credentials to Huffington Post or Des Moines Register because for the Des Moines Register, they said some not so nice things in their editorial
column. Yeah, he's been fighting with them for a while.
But HuffPo they keep putting him in the entertainment section. And he's, no, I'm not going to give you press credentials.
Very nice. Very nice.
Why not? They've been bombing him anyway. Yeah.
After many months of ducking direct answers on the issue, Hillary came out yesterday against the XL pipeline. At a campaign event in Iowa, she said, I think it is imperative that we look at the Keystone Pipeline as what I think it is, as a distraction to the important work we have to do on climate change. I just want, and you know,
I didn't even think that was so relevant anymore.
Of course it is. Climate change?
No, Keystone.
Keystone.
Oh, I know, yeah. They'll ride climate change all the way into.
Keystone doesn't matter anymore because Volkswagen's been lying to us.
Oh, yeah.
See, there's nothing, the Keystone Pipeline can't offset any of the things because Volkswagen obviously is out to poison the planet and every man, woman, and child, cat, dog, and bird, right? So, you know, it's not relevant because there. If you want to see a one-hour commercial on Carly Fiorina, it's out there. It's called Carly for America. Gosh, with a title like that, that's shocking, isn't it?
I kind of like her, too.
Well, sure. Exactly. I mean, she's not a politician. She's not a political politician. Personal. I mean, they talk about professional politicians. Like, that's a job? I mean, that's supposed to be a calling?
Well, we discussed before that running for president can just be lucrative in and of itself.
Well, that's right.
A big part of it, and that was one of the speculations with having 17 Republicans,
yeah,
is now forever they can go on television. Former Republican...
Uh-huh. Right. Presidential candidate.
Presidential candidate.
Yeah, they can go make more money out there. Growing chatter about a possible coup against John Boehner. Up on Capitol Hill, got things still going. The Hill is reporting that this morning. By the way, we won't talk to Bill Flores today. We'll talk to him again tomorrow, but that's fine. Gives time for this story to fester for another 24 hours. Yesterday, Senate Democrats blocked a Republican bill that would have prohibited most abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Just so you know, if this is an important issue to you, just so you know, the vote was 54 to 42. 60-vote threshold obviously was not met. The bill would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy, except in cases of rape, incest, or when the life of the mother is at risk. Just 7 countries in the world allow abortions after 20 weeks. I found that interesting.
Wow.
I didn't know
that. Surprises me as well.
Yeah, did not know that. But anyway, it's the Democrats in the Senate who stopped it yesterday. So just so you know. And finally, I guess it took them forever to find one, a federal judge is scolding the government for doing a drip, drip, drip on these Hillary. All the
scold,
Hillary
scold, scold, scold,
yeah,
scold.
Yeah, don't want to be doing that. Judge Emmett Sullivan said the State Department needs to divert more resources, that's money, to deal with the onslaught of lawsuits seeking to get a hold of the emails that Clinton and Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills all generated out there.
I'm surprised that they don't want that either.
Yeah,
they don't want that too, because the faster these things are out, the faster they'll go away.
Sure, and they do. That's what I mean. They've got a judge who says, yeah, we need to get these things out fast. That's what they want them to do. But let's take our time. Let's go ahead and be thorough in what we're doing here. I'm thinking, yeah, very nice.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant retained new you dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant retained new you dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant retained new you dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Somebody asked me recently about planting a memorial tree. They wanted something that would endure through the ages, something that would express timeless love, something that would suggest the highest standard of quality. Well, the answer was really quite simple. How could it be anything other than an oak? Let's count some of the assets and let's try to fine-tune our choice even more. If I only had one tree, what would it be? Right after this message. Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble, affordable, and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors to choose from, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, these pre-engineered bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on the color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-268-3553 or visit them at MuellerInc.com. 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 The oldest tree in Texas is purported to be the majestic Goose Island Oak, a live oak that's thought to be in excess of 1,000 years old. It's the best-known resident of the Goose Island State Park north of Rockport on the Texas Gulf Coast. Although it's only 45 feet tall, it spans more than 90 feet in width. Its trunk is an incredible 35 feet in circumference. That's a mighty oak to be sure. Arguably Texas' most famous tree, the treaty oak in Austin, is another centuries-old specimen beneath which the first treaty between the Native Americans and the white settlers was signed. That wonderful tree still stands and lives on West 6th Street, which is noteworthy enough because it also survived the wrath of a crazed vandal who sought to destroy it in 1989 with the dousing of a toxic herbicide. While two-thirds of the tree's beautiful canopy died, the rest remains today as testimony to the live oak's enduring strength. It's a glorious tree, and it's looking better with every passing year. Not bad for a 500-year-old. Live oaks are native from the Texas Hill Country northward into Parker and Tarrant counties, eastward all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. You can certainly make a good case for live oaks as the most fitting memorial tree. They're suited to all Texas soils and all Texas climates, with the exception of the northern fringes of the Panhandle. Live oaks are sold in containers ranging from 1 and 5 gallon pots to 200 gallon boxes. You'll find bald and burlap specimens 12 and 16 inches in trunk diameter for that really special and expensive memorial. There are other trees to consider, however. In fact, we'll confine ourselves strictly to oaks since they're the longest-lasting trees we have. Schumard red oak would be my choice, I think, probably. It's native over a broad band of Texas. It's suited to much of the rest. It's a beautiful deciduous oak. Schumard red oak. Texas red oak is very similar. It tends to have more trunks, and it's more from the hill country. Perhaps you want something less common. Bur oaks are coarse textured. Their leaves are 10 to 12 inches long. Trunks are stout, dark colored, and incredibly heavy looking. And then also chinkapin oak is a lovely oak. It's a kind of a river bottom tree, and it was what I planted at my magazine office because I wanted something very, very special. And you know, it's hard to overlook cedar elms because they will grow where nothing else grows. And how could we not mention pecans, the state tree of Texas? There's a wonderful memorial trees, but go for quality. I'm Neil Sperry. Back to our roots in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Etkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. The Razorbacks are mired in a two-game losing skid, coming off a 34-24 loss to Texas Tech. Following that game, as we reported yesterday, Red Raider head coach and former Kevin Sumlin assistant Cliff Kingsbury had a few choice words to say about Arkansas head guy Brett Bielema. He wrapped up by predicting the Aggies would beat the Razorbacks. Here's Coach Sumlin's take on the tiff.
I talked to Cliff, and it, you know, it shouldn't surprise him. He did a great job for us here, did a great job at Houston, and it's not uncommon to have a conversation with the opponents and the next opponent's head coach. So, you know, my opinion doesn't matter. What's going on between those two guys is going on between those two guys. And so that's okay. I'll just be at the Texas High School Football Coaches Association deal this year. And maybe I'll referee. How about that? Because I've known both the guys for a long time.
Now, as for on the field, Coach Sumlin says you can't take the Razorbacks lightly just because of their recent struggles.
For us, this is the beginning of conference play, and you know, that's the reality of it. So nothing's changed from our point of view of how we feel about Arkansas or how we view Arkansas. And you know, as the first game of the SEC and playing in where we play, it's going to be a big time atmosphere it's a game that both of us need to win.
Kickoff is at 6 o'clock on Saturday at AT&T Stadium with broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In other Aggie news, the NCAA has granted A&M women's basketball sophomore Jasmine Lumpkin a waiver of the one-year residency restriction, making her eligible to start playing games for the Aggies right now. The Aggie season starts November 13th against Texas State. Lumpkin transferred to Texas A&M in January from Michigan State. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo will miss at least the team's next 7 games after being placed on the injured list with a designation to return. Romo broke his left collarbone Sunday in the win over Philadelphia and will be eligible to return to the team on November 22nd at Miami. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was asked about Romo's replacement, Brandon Whedon.
We've got to have a quarterback that can drive the ball downfield. This quarterback, Whedon, can drive the ball downfield. Now, he's a thing of beauty on throwing a football. His passing motion or his arm, frankly, you won't see a more gifted passer. If he can basically prepare, be the starting quarterback, and come in and execute and keep his head right, then I feel good about Whedon.
Romo can resume practice with the team on November the 4th. And in that vein, Matt Castle is headed to Dallas in a trade as the Cowboys try to bolster their depth at quarterback. The Cowboys acquired Castle from Buffalo. Dallas sent a 5th-round pick to the Bills in 2017. From ESPN.com, an assistant coach at John Jay High School in San Antonio told his school principal that he ordered his players to hit the referee on September 4th in the game out of anger that the official had used racial slurs. That's according to evidence obtained by Outside the Lines. In a letter detailing his interaction with head coach after the game, John Jay High School principal Robert Harris says the team's secondary coach, Mac Breida, admitted he, quote, directed the students to make the referee pay for his racial comments and calls. Later today, 15-year-old John Jay sophomore Victor Rojas and 17-year-old senior Michael Moreno will each attend disciplinary hearings. On out of baseball, where the Stros were, for a change, on the wrong side of the long ball.
Drives one out to deep left center field. That ball's hit pretty well. Marisnik giving chase at the wall, and that is high off the fence. That's a home run, according to Angel Hernandez.
Mike Trout and Albert Pujols hit back-to-back jacks in the first inning as the Los Angeles Angels held on for a 4-3 victory over the Stros. Mitch Moreland knotted things up for the Rangers.
Moreland swings. It's a fly ball to deep center field. Back goes Burns. He's at the wall. That ball is history. Mitch Moreland has tied the game. It's 5-5.
Then Delano DeShields hit the go-ahead sacrifice fly in the 6th to help the Texas Rangers beat the Oakland Athletics 8-6. And finally, the man who played more World Series games than any other major leaguer and was a 3-time American League Most Valuable Player has passed away. Yogi Berra was 90 and died of natural causes at his home in New Jersey. And that's your sports brought to you by Edkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications. Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's our weather. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and more. Going to be warm today, but northeasterly winds might make it feel a little bit better. They're saying 93 or 94. It's 69 right now. WTAW, College Station Bryan at 7 o'clock.